Right, here's an important story. A fifth body has been found in the sugarcane fields of Mdwalume in KZN. This is just 24 hours after another badly decomposed body of a woman in Nomakanzana sugarcane fields was also found. Police have now not ruled out the possibility of a serial killer on the loose. The two bodies were found about half a kilometer apart. The Inkatha Freedom Party in the area and other councillors are calling for a national police task team to investigate these killings. We are joined now by District IFP Chairperson Sfundo Ngwane on the line. Sfundo Ngwane, very good morning to you, Sfundo. Welcome to our program.
Well, greetings to you, greetings to your listeners and the community. Thank you very much, sir.
These victims are aged between 16 and 25. They've been found dead after disappearing in these local sugarcane farms over the past 3 months. I mean, it's a really worrying one, the idea that there may be a serial killer on the loose. What do you know?
Yes, of course. If you have just seen our the article that we have written. What happened there is to say, when we were looking at the pattern at which these people are being killed, you can see that one person is behind this and is having a particular intention. That is why we concluded to say this must be a serial killer.
Is it the modus operandi? What is he doing?
And how these people are being hidden? You see, in the forest, in the bushes, and also in the sugar cane, not in the areas whereby you can see people walking in those areas. This person take these women far away from the household. You see, this person is having an intention. It's a well-planned thing. It's not just being done by different people. It's done, and also the pattern, because the way they are being hidden and wrapped with the leaves and everything, that is why we are concluding this a person behind this is a serial killer. And this is happening to young women. This is why not men? Why only the women? That is why we are saying that. And there must also be an intention which may be behind this, because one body was removed, the eyes. You see, the issue of making the umuti around this must also be part of this.
Are the police helpful at all? I mean, I know that they look for specific things before they can say a serial killer might be active. It could be, for example, the weapon that is used. They're not too quick to say a number of murders are being perpetrated by one person.
That is the problem with the police. You see, the way they are working is not the way which is manual to us, because we simply conclude in these things, and they will tell you that they're still going to bring in doctors from Johannesburg. Others are coming from Cape Town that will be coming to check and to verify as to what had happened. For now, we are working very close with them, so that we ended up knowing exactly what is happening. But we cannot shy away from the fact that a serial killer is involved in this thing.
We're going to keep an eye on this story, Sfundo Ngwane, as more, and hopefully not, but if more bodies are discovered, we'll try and maybe put some pressure on the police as to when they will start thinking of this series of crimes in the way that you are. Sfundo Ngwane, there, the Ugu District IFP Chairperson on the line.